President Trump unveiled his budget this week, and senators and representatives from our region are giving it mixed reviews. WHYY's Washington correspondent Matt Laszlo has the story.
The president is proposing massive cuts to safety net programs like Medicaid and Meals on Wheels in order to pay for a defense buildup, while also cutting the deficit. He also wants to slash the Environmental Protection Agency's budget by 30%, while also cutting the Housing Department by 12%. New Jersey Congressman Leonard Lance offers a typical Republican response to the plan.
There are parts that I like and there are parts that I don't like. I like the fact that it balances in 10 years, which I don't think ever occurred in the Obama era. There are cuts that I dislike.
But that projection of balancing over a decade has been rejected by most economists because it relies on the projection of 3% economic growth over that period, which they say is impossible to know. Lance says he's optimistic, though.
I hope we can get to 3% economic growth.
Republican Senator Pat Toomey of Pennsylvania serves on the Budget Committee. He says the projections make sense because he's still hopeful the GOP can overhaul the tax code as well.
I think it's just mathematically wrong not to take account of the dynamic effect of more growth on federal revenue. If the economy is larger, there is that much more to tax, therefore more revenue.
Trump's budget also proposes cutting Medicaid by as much as $1.4 trillion, which experts say could set back the fight to stem the opioid crisis because the program pays for 30% of drug treatment nationwide. But Toomey argues the proposed cuts to the nation's safety net programs are acceptable if the GOP can do tax reform.
That if you have stronger economic growth, you're going to have reductions in various welfare payments because fewer people will need those welfare payments. That should be the purpose. That should be the whole idea. That yes, diminishing numbers of people on Medicaid and food stamps and Section 8 housing and you name it, because they're able to get work that pays enough for them to be able to support themselves and their families.
Democrats aren't buying that logic. Philadelphia Congressman Brendan Boyle says by proposing such massive cuts to safety net programs, the president is betraying many Pennsylvania voters who helped propel him into the Oval Office.
Trump won the presidency essentially campaigning as not a conventional Republican. He came to Pennsylvania, came to other more traditionally Democratic states, talked about investing in our nation's infrastructure, said that he wouldn't cut Social Security, wouldn't cut Medicare or Medicaid. And here he has a budget that would bring with it some of the biggest cuts in American history.
But Boyle adds there's something else that troubles him about the budget proposal.
And at the same time would also include some of the biggest tax cuts for the hyper wealthy, not just the wealthiest 1%. I mean, we are talking about people who are the wealthiest 0.01% of our society. They would be getting massive tax cuts at the same time he'd be pushing through the deepest cuts to Medicaid and the social safety net.
There's another part of the budget that worries even Republicans from the region. It would spend less on updating flood zone maps. And with sea levels rising, lawmakers like South New Jersey Republican Tom MacArthur are wondering why.
And I think cutting mapping is short-sighted. The mapping is already inadequate, and I think we need to invest in that for the safety of the 140 million Americans who live in coastal counties. This isn't an issue for a small group of Americans. 40% of the country lives in counties that are on the ocean, and we need to get the maps right.
Lawmakers in both parties are now in the driver's seat when it comes to writing the actual budget. President Trump will have leverage if he's willing to use his veto pen. Republicans controlling the House, Senate, and White House want to make sure they strike a deal and avoid a government shutdown this fall. For WHYY News, Matt Laszlo in Washington.